Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Turning up and leaving the speakers now. Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Sadly, last night, Chef Kevin Dundon became the sixth celebrity to be sent home from Dancing with the Stars after himself and his pro partner, Rebecca Scott, competed in the dance-off against Aisha and Robert. And Kevin and Rebecca join us now. Good morning. Woo-hoo! Welcome to 98FM. How are we feeling now? Has the dust settled?
It has, actually. Yeah. It kind of goes in waves. You think, "Oh, I'm still in the competition." Then you go, "Oh, no, I'm not."
I mean, you're like, "What's on the schedule this week?" Oh, wait.
Yeah, that's
kind of, anything you schedule. Want in the schedule, anything.
But Kevin, for you, you know, 9 weeks of live shows, the quarterfinals, only in the bottom two once, the public for nine solid weeks. How did you feel about that?
That was amazing to feel that love that you had, like, across Ireland. And, like, everywhere you went, like, people were just saying, "We're in for you. We're rooting for you." And I think they were actually really enjoying our journey because we started a very low base and we kind of got up halfway up the thing. Like I was kind of describing it last week. Like, I got a seven, right? Like, when I went to school, that was a B.
Probably a B1.
It probably isn't a B anymore. It could be an H something.
They changed it.
But that's the way I looked at it. So, like, we were, like, deliriously happy.
Absolutely.
Rebecca, did you get any sort of feeling yesterday, perhaps? Because I got a feeling when I left my season that day, or Kevin, do you get a feeling going, "We could be in the dance-off, this could be it"?
I don't know. Like, sometimes, like, I always get gut feelings on stuff, but I just think we were way too busy having a great time yesterday. So we were just like, "Oh, this is great. Let's just do this dance," and then it's team dance. And no, I think we were just so wrapped up in the moment that it was just like, when it happened, we both just went, "Oh, well, do you know what? We're going to do this one again, and it's a great time." So
it was a great dance as well. Like, we were having so much fun, and it was kind of like the epitome of what we were about on the show.
Yeah.
It was like we were dancing for sure, but we were also characters.
And we spent the week in stitches.
Yeah. And that one yesterday was so much fun.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. And that's a nice one to round off your experience.
Exactly.
As well. I love what you said as well. You were like, "I can't wait to get back into my jeans and t-shirt." I was like, "That's like taking off your bra at the end of a long day."
Boom, like
freedom.
What did you make of all the outfits that you had to wear throughout?
Yeah, well, the top of the list is obviously Shrek.
Yeah, of course.
Shrek was class, though.
It was epic.
So I stepped off on the wrong foot with Shrek, and I just couldn't get it back. And I said to Rebecca live on telly, "Good job the mics weren't on." And I said, "Shrek's about to go rogue." And he did. It was class.
Now, Rebecca, speak freely. This is a safe control zone. What was Kevin really like as a student?
Exactly what you see on TV.
Okay.
Giggly, funny. What do you always... I don't think you ever put it in the VTs. We always had a hilarious thing where you were like, "Can I get a compliment now? Can I get some praise?" It was like, "Chefs like praise."
Yes.
And I was like, right, okay. So we started using bribery. I'd have to bring, like, sweets in and
stuff.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, yeah, it was funny. No, come on. You were a great student. You, the thing is, I mean, it's your profession. You are a perfectionist. So the work ethic is incredible. And for this show, you do need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so... It's intense, you know, it takes over your life, you know.
It did.
So it did. So, you know, you have to have that work ethic. So he was amazing.
And how was your first season on the show?
How was that for
you?
Oh, a dream.
Yeah.
Loved it. You know, such an experience. All the people you get to meet, the team are fantastic. The show is just, Oh, it's brilliant. I mean, you know, but it's just a fantastic thing. So no, I've loved it, and I couldn't think of a better way to spend it than with this man.
Oh, so we had so nice, so lovely. Is that lovely to hear, Kevin?
No, but it was like the day we met. I just knew that we were going to get on really, really well.
We clicked, and the first thing I said to you, do you remember what I said to you? I said, so how are you feeling? Are you nervous? No.
Were you nervous at all? Anxious about doing it, competing every week?
No, I think I was... I didn't really think about it an awful lot.
Yeah.
I think you just get into it. And then because you do live TV all the time, the television part didn't bother me at all. So it was like... And that's kind of what sold me. Because like, let's face it, it's 90 seconds of dancing.
Mm.
Yes.
And it's like 10 minutes of TV.
Yeah.
So you sell yourself on those 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and do your best at the dancing. And that's one thing we could do. And I think that's probably why we stayed in as long as we did. It wasn't really the dance. Because this year, they were so good. They are so good.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
the quality's unreal.
So, fabulous.
Yeah.
Like two active Olympians, for God's sake.
How competitive is it?
Well,
yes.
Yeah, but I've got a culinary Olympic medal. I was going to bring that in. I'll
have
the
final. You should be like, this is my version.
Yes. Yeah,
it actually is. Important, doesn't it?
Double gold. Oh, God.
But also, you got a 9 last night as well from Arthur.
Oh,
that was very funny.
3 9s.
Yeah. 3 9s. Yeah. That was your first attempt at getting a 9.
Yeah, yeah, no, I got it, though.
Well done.
Yes.
I held on to the paddle, too.
He has it with him today.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98 FM.
Let's face it. Football is a game of risks. Whether it's calling a trick play on your own 5 or bringing kale chips to a watch party. And while taking crazy chances like this occasionally may pay off, taking big, unnecessary risks can mean real trouble, especially when you're gambling. So always know the odds and what you're getting into. Want more tips on how to keep gambling fun? Go to keepitfunohio.com, where you'll find interesting quizzes, fun games, and lots of effective ways to keep your gambling in check.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
We are so delighted to still be joined by Kevin Dundon and Rebecca Scott from Dancing with the Stars. Now, you mentioned about your fabulous dance last night and how much fun that you had with that. You mentioned Shrek also. But what has been the standout moment of the series for both of you? Kevin, we'll go to you first.
I think that my favourite dance I'd done was probably the waltz that we did on the Eurovision night. It was amazing because it was a moment. I think Shrek was something
iconic.
That memory would come to my grave, I think, with me. It was class. It was really good. Also, dancing with this beautiful woman, so it was really nice as well.
What about you, Rebecca? What would you say?
Well, I mean, straight back at you. You know, first season, and it was a dream. You were a star to have as the first partner. It was utterly brilliant. We had the best time. But for me, actually, it was the tango. It was dedication week for your lovely wife, Catherine, because obviously it came off the back of Shrek, and Shrek kind of, you were disappointed with that because you were like, no, I went on the wrong foot and it didn't happen, and you'd done so much prep for it. And then so the tango, you know, it was for Catherine and it was dedication week, and there was a lot of pressure coming into that, and all you wanted to do was just get it. Right, you just wanted to go out and go, yes, I did that. And that's exactly what you did. So I was so pleased for you and thrilled for you and proud of you on that week. So that one for me, I mean, I cried, guys, you know.
It is so emotional. The mental toll it takes on you, obviously physical as well. Yeah. What do you think has been your biggest learning experience from all of that and every emotion that you felt?
I think... in life, in general, I think it's important to step outside the box. Mm. And I think that's what this did for me. And it actually kind of gets your creativity going again. And, you know, you can get a little bit stale, you're stagnant and whatever that. So when you do something that's completely different, I think it's been brilliant. And it's like to learn 9 dances, 10 dances.
It was
quite epic. Yeah. You know, so it's like I'm remarkable. Now, I might even dance them 100% perfect. All
you
the time,
still did it. It's not
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Kevin, what did a day look like for you, an average day, when it comes to your life, your private life, your career, and then Dancing with the Stars? What did a day look like, an average day?
As in comparison?
Yeah, like your rehearsals, how many hours are you spending in a studio?
So I haven't been in Dunbrody since October, which is unreal. So I moved a place up here, so I moved up here, and it was basically 5 to 6 hours every day. And so I get up in the morning, I got the Dart over to Pier Street, walked up to the studios.
Mm. You like to walk.
Yeah. Well, I found
that's the warm up.
No, but it was.
Seriously.
It was,
seriously.
Though. It was fantastic. And then, like, so you go in on a Monday, and then Rebecca tells me, okay, this is the routine, and kind of shows me a bit of a video, and I'm kind of going, there's no way I'm going to get this.
Yeah.
Right? And then you kind of walk through it on Monday, and you feel, okay. Tuesday, you kind of watch it, and Tuesday is always a kind of a good day. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. Wednesday is an absolutely appalling day.
Disaster.
Because,
always a disaster.
Because it's like you get the steps, and then Rebecca says, oh, and you need to do this with your hands. And then suddenly the steps go.
Wednesday's the layering day where we go from one extreme to the next, isn't it?
And then Thursday is a full on day. And Thursday, you're dancing to music. Mm-hmm. Friday's okay. But in the interim, you have VTs going on.
Yes.
So, like, day one, you walk in, right? And they want to do a VT with you. You don't even know
what
dance.
You're doing. Yeah.
Right. So, can you just run through, like, a few steps for us? Go and run through what?
What steps?
What steps? And then, so you've got the VTs, and then you have costume.
You have it all, don't you? And there's, like, you know, sometimes it'll be on site VT, and they're like, oh, can you go here? And we go, wait, what? So yeah, it's not just the dancing, is it?
No.
It's just
Then Wednesday morning, we do rehearsals Wednesday morning, then I get the train down to Cork Wednesday evening, do the Today Show pre-record on Thursday morning, and then back up to rehearse.
You don't stop.
No.
Yeah, so it's like insane.
Very important questions coming your way, and we need honest answers.
Yeah.
Who do you think will win, and who do you want to win? Kevin, we're coming to you first.
I think it's so hard.
Mm.
I think Danny would probably win, but okay. I'd like Jack to win.
Okay.
But I'd like them all to win.
Of course.
I think it would be really good for Jack.
Yeah.
Personally,
okay.
I think it'd be good for his headspace. So,
Rebecca, same questions to you. Who do you think will win, and who would you like to see winning?
Who would I like to, again, you get like family at this stage. I want them all to win because they're all amazing.
Yes.
I will second the Jack thing because there's something about Jack that just, I want to just go, yes, do it. So I would love for him to. But who do I think? I can't answer that because I am of the opinion that you have to wait for the night because you don't know what dances is going to happen.
You don't know, Rebecca.
And you don't know what piece of magic will come out of somebody. And sometimes I've seen a series go where you think it's going to be someone and that final comes and you go, oh, actually, it's going
to
be this
bringing
person.
The drama to the show.
Yeah.
Right here.
No, that's why you have to tune in because you never know.
Yes.
You never know.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
And
the semi-final of Dancing with the Stars this Sunday, or is it next Sunday? Next Sunday. This Sunday? It's
this
a new
Sunday.
Sunday.
This Sunday.
Half past six on RT1. Rebecca and Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank
a big
round of applause.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.
Let's face it, football is a game of risks. Whether it's calling a trick play on your own five or bringing kale chips to a watch party. And while taking crazy chances like this occasionally may pay off, taking big unnecessary risks can mean real trouble, especially when you're gambling. So always know the odds and what you're getting into. Want more tips on how to keep gambling fun? Go to keepitfunohio.com, where you'll find interesting quizzes, fun games, and lots of effective ways to keep your gambling in check.